WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
Yeah.
I'm so embarrassed.
Should be.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. This morning, we're talking about our most embarrassing stories. Mm-hmm. Why we decided to do this on a Monday when it already sucks.
Yeah, it's starting off the week right, I guess, huh?
You know, the older I get, the less embarrassed I get just on things. I also try and avoid situations like, you're not going to see me.
I think the older you get, the less you're trying to impress people.
Well, if something goes wrong, like or whatever, and also too with my job over the years, I've just learned that embarrassing myself is part of the job. Mm-hmm. So if you lean into an embarrassing thing, it's almost better.
Yeah.
If you lean into it, you're like, all right, this is happening. Let's do it.
Take it like a man.
Just take it on the chin. But I can still go back into my memory and think of some embarrassing moments in my life. And we want to hear about your embarrassing moments as well.
Yeah, it's nothing worse than just turning beet red. And you can't hide it.
Just a group of people around you.
You know, everybody's staring at you and you're just, you don't know what to do.
You don't. You just die inside. That's all you can do. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What's your most embarrassing moment? We're going to go over yours and ours when we come back after Pantera. Yeah.
Ken Hunter.
Hey, good morning. 7:39. Bringing up some old embarrassing memories today. What's your most embarrassing story? Hunter, do you have one?
Yeah, I actually do have a pretty embarrassing story.
Yeah?
This takes me back to fifth grade, bro.
Fifth grade.
I used to wear the sweatsuits. You remember those? It was like a sweatshirt, sweatpants, same material.
Yeah.
One color. You get
matching.
Like, you can get like 1,000 different colors.
Yeah.
I probably had 900 of them.
A lot of Italian mobsters wear these.
Oh, yeah.
Or should I say Russian mobsters?
Well, see, these weren't like the windbreaker ones.
Oh.
These were like the actual like cotton.
Cotton.
They were dorky. Yeah. It was pretty bad. So I was wearing my sweatsuit to school one day.
Uh-huh.
And one of my best buddies decided, it'd be funny. He doesn't even have a drawstring on this thing. So I got pantsed right in the middle of a class. But I was wearing whitey tidies. And the way he pantsed me, my little corn dog fell out, man. And the whole class was just staring. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't even, like, bend over to pick my pants back up. Just my corn dog hanging out, man. Everybody, laughing and pointing to it. I curled up and just wanted to cry and just start running.
Good thing it was science class. All those magnifying glasses were around. So.
Exactly. They all busted them up. I'm never coming back ever.
That would be mortifying.
It was mortifying.
Oh.
I'm telling you, man. It was like slow motion.
Yeah. Just everything freezes.
The worst was, like, the girl I had a crush on was right there, like, front and center, man. She got the best view. Never talk to me again. My corn dog wasn't a full-blown corn dog yet.
Wasn't a foot long yet. That's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
Mine also involves a woman. Mm-hmm. As a young man, I was trying to woo it. Mm-hmm. So this was after football practice in eighth grade.
Oh, yeah.
Maddie was the girl's name. She was the cutest girl in school, and she liked me.
Oh,
she did. Well, we were in the beginning stages. I was working on it.
Were you guys holding hands?
Kind of, yeah. Like coming into my own. Like, you know, I was like, all right, I was getting some more confidence, ready to go. Well, this was after football practice. She was watching me.
You passing notes back and forth to each other.
A couple. Her and a girlfriend of hers and her little brother were watching football practice. Then afterwards, I was talking to him. I was feeling pretty good, feeling kind of manly in my pads and everything like
showing
that.
Showing off a little bit.
So it was her younger brother, and we were all hanging out. And long story short, I kicked her brother in the head with my cleats.
God, man.
So younger brother, we're hanging out. I'm trying to impress her like, sure. Oh, yeah, I can treat her little brother cool. Like, I'm going to make him feel good, show her the softer side of me. Well, he was rolling down the hill, so I was like, all right, I'll roll down. So there's like this little hill. Well, I got a little carried away, so it just got a good head of steam rolling down this hill. He was coming up after finishing a roll and just straight up Jackie Chan'd his head.
Smoked him.
Kaboom! Just smoked him, dude.
Oh, he started crying.
Oh, like, it, like I murdered him. Now, to be fair, it was a cleat to the head. Yeah. Pretty sure it was my Reebok pump, so those things were tight,
oh,
bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tight.
Yeah, I remember those.
And you know, things didn't pan out for Maddie and I.
Oh. You hurt my brother.
Which, to be fair, she turned out to be a stuck-up bitch in high school, so that's fine.
Oh, it worked out.
So, I'm you know what? I'm glad I kicked her brother in the head.
You know what? You should have cleated her in the head.
Yeah, cleated her. So, but at the time, I was mortified, and it was the most embarrassing thing.
It's terrible,
ever,
man.
Ever.
You know, like that. What's worse? Would you rather be embarrassed and you be the center, or like one of your best buds?
I see.
And
I'm
then you got to sit there and watch it.
I'm not good in it, like watching awkward situations. Mm-hmm. That
you know, it's like when they turn red and they get that weird look on their face, yeah. Like, and you're like, oh man, do I laugh? Yeah. What do? I kind of feel bad. You know, it's that it's that weird look. Everybody gets that look. It's you don't know what to do with your face.
No, you laugh. You always laugh. That's what. That's the right response.
You got a point too.
Yeah. Hey, good morning. I was reading these stories on Facebook.
A little embarrassing, yeah.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. We got some great comments on Facebook. Your most embarrassing stories. Becca has a really good one. Kind of a hot story.
Yeah.
It was the time she decided to get brave and ride the mechanical bull at the bar.
Ooh.
I started hopping up and down on the inflatable to build momentum to get up onto it. My lace on my tube top got stuck on something, protruding from the bowl, yanked my top and strapless brassiere down to my waist for the whole joint to see.
Yes, 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 yes.
They had TV screens throughout the place to show the bull riding.
Yes, yes. It's getting better and better.
Oh, Becca, that's fantastic. You know what? That's not embarrassing. That's hot.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Becca, you did it on purpose.
You did it on purpose.
I know what you're doing.
That's all right. Becca, you want to go ride an inflatable bull, huh?
Should we get an inflatable bowl here in the studio?
Oh, my God. Why did I not think of that?
That'd be sick.
That would be amazing. Stripper pole inflatable bowl. That's what we need in here. Let's see. Laura said, I went with my husband to a Christmas gathering at a fellow coworker's home. We parked in a little turnaround area. It was dark and snowy. I opened the car door, stepped out, which ended up being 3-foot drop-off. I tumbled down a hill, head over heels, ended up covered in snow and a mess.
Yes. I love that. It's so funny to me.
All right, you ready to go? We're going to have such a nice time at this party.
There's nothing worse than stepping somewhere or sitting down somewhere and there's nothing there. Tuck and roll.
There are so many good ones here. Let's see. Years ago, this is Tatiana. Years ago, I went to my friend's biological father's house. I was super tired and thought I was petting their dog with my foot. Good 5 minutes passed. I look at the end of the couch where the dog is lying, look down and realize that I was petting the dad's foot.
Yeah.
Good God.
He's just sitting there locked eyes with you too.
Oh,
the blank look on his face.
Good Lord. Get out of here. What are you doing? I'm your father.
I'm not going to call, I'm not going to say any names, but one of my wife's friends, we were at my parents one time, and we got pretty lit up, and she went up to go go to sleep at night in the guest bedroom. Well, it wasn't the guest bedroom. My mom sometimes sleeps down on the couch in the living room, watches Lifetime. So she went up, and what she thought was the guest room was my parents' room. She woke up. No, I'm sorry. She didn't wake up. My dad woke up and turned over and just saw this brunette laying next to her, or next to him. What the hell? Dude, she woke up. She was so embarrassed. She wouldn't go back to my parents for like a year. Like, talking about a walk of shame, dude.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, Dad, so.
How was it, huh?
Yeah.
I can see your dad just having a good time.
Oh, man.
Brandon said, when you get caught baiting, yeah, that's embarrassing.
That's a funny way to put it.
Has your woman ever caught you baiting?
Baiting? Oh, for sure.
Kiki caught me once.
I don't even care about that. That's fine. It's worse when, like, your mom or somebody else.
Good Lord.
You know?
All right, we're gonna take a quick break. More embarrassing stories when we come back. Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, this morning's been tough. Embarrassing stories. Ow, let it be over. I kicked a kid in the head.
Yeah.
It was real embarrassing.
The whole classroom saw my mini corn dog in fifth grade.
We got some awesome stories on Facebook. If you want a good laugh, man. And again, you got to laugh at this stuff, all right? That's the only way you can get over it is laugh at it.
You got to just go with the crowd, right?
Feel free to add to the story. I mean, like Becca, for God, she flashed an entire bar trying to get on a mechanical bull. Good for you.
See, they weren't laughing at you, Becca. Everybody was like, nice.
Well, see, now, Becca, if you want to feel a little bit better, think about how embarrassed all these other guys were. They got boners. At the bar.
Everybody sat down immediately.
I like this one. Joshua said, a couple weeks ago, I was at the last store on my route. I went in with the intent to work hard. As I got to the soda section, I had a little tooter. But it wasn't just a fart. Josh didn't just have a fart. It was an uncalled for Taco Bell mishap.
Oh, man.
In his shorts.
Are we related?
He said, I left the store and didn't say a word to anybody. Oh, no, Josh. Oh, no.
Yeah, what do? You go home.
You do.
You call it a day.
Yeah, I've also gotten to the point in my life where having an extra pair of drawers right. in the car, not a bad idea.
Hey, you know what? Here's a suggestion. If you guys want to go home from work early, just poop your pants. Like, nobody's going to argue with
you. They're not. They're going to make you get the hell out. You disgust me. Jolene, she's got a long story. If you want to read the whole thing, it's pretty good. Long story short, Jolene had a little bit of booze on St. Patrick's Day. Guy tried getting frisky with her. She said no. To get revenge on the guy, she took care of some business in the driveway, passed out drunk on the driveway, and then went home 3 hours later.
Oh, wow.
Let's say she covered up her business with a napkin.
Oh, wow.
Hey. So, yeah, don't...
Hey.
I guess don't make Jolene mad.
All right.
Because that'll happen.
You need to give Jolene some doggy bags.
Just in case.
There you go.
Wet naps in a doggy bag. thank you, everyone, for the great comments, the phone calls. If you want to add to it, add your embarrassing story.
We always appreciate it when you call yourself out.
It's great. It's great. So feel free to comment on Facebook. Embarrass yourself, or at least relive that embarrassing moment.
It's good for you.
It's good for you. It's very cathartic. Mm-hmm. Do it. All right, we'll be back in a few. It's the Plan B Morning Show on WIRX. Rock 1.